Daniels before the 2016 election.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The U.S. went on the attack again in Yemen, again targeting Houthi militants who've been attacking ships in and around the Red Sea. The American strikes took out missiles and a ground control station for the Iran-backed militants, something Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin could be asked about at a Senate hearing next hour. Two parents will soon return to court in Michigan, facing up to 15 years in prison.
James and Jennifer Crumley were tried separately, but will be sentenced at the same hearing this morning. Their son, Ethan, killed four students at Oxford High School 3 years ago. He's serving life without parole. The Crumley parents are the first in the country to be tried and convicted for involuntary manslaughter linked to their son's actions.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Connecticut does it again, repeating as college basketball national champions. Coach Dan Hurley credits players
that are willing to not make it about themselves and to be a part of a winning group and to go for all the championships.
UConn beat Purdue 75-60 on TBS. America's listening to Fox News.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
We mentioned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying this morning at a Senate hearing. It comes after his call last night with Israel's defense minister discussing the war in Gaza. As the U.S. opposes a new offensive, Israel says it has set a date for going after Hamas militants in Rafah, in an area of Gaza filled with Palestinian civilians. Now, Hamas has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, but talks continue with National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, hoping they can finally work out a deal,
which could do a lot to ease the burden on the Gazan people and to help us improve that humanitarian assistance.
More than 300 trucks full of humanitarian aid entered Gaza on Sunday. That's the most in a single day since the war started. A first in the fight against climate change, an international court ruling. Europe's highest human rights court decided that its member nations have an obligation to protect citizens from the ill effects of climate change, but threw out another case that was aimed at forcing countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Somebody in Oregon is hoping to live happily ever after.
A person with a ticket matching all six Powerball numbers from Saturday's $1.3 billion jackpot has come forward to claim the prize, according to Oregon officials, who say their identity will not be revealed until after certain security measures and vetting has taken place. We do know the ticket was purchased at a Plaid pantry in the northeast part of Portland. The convenience store will get a $100,000 bonus for selling the fourth largest ticket in Powerball history. The winner can choose a lump sum of $621 million or an annuity over 30 years, all before taxes. Players in Oregon, with few exceptions, are not allowed to remain anonymous. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed, not moving much like yesterday when the Dow fell 11 points, but the Nasdaq rose 5. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County Crime Stoppers seeking assistance from the public regarding a retail theft. Mail entered Dick's House of Sport at 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign. The mail selecting two pairs of Nike Air Force One shoes, numerous Nike hoodies and sweatpants, exited the store with no attempt to make a payment. Stolen merchandise valued at over $1,300. Woman from the suburbs of Chicago has died in Champaign County. It follows a crash Sunday night. It happened on Leverett Road near Martin Road in Summer Township. The woman identified as 33. 50-year-old Molly Zabinski of Palatine, driving east on Leverett, for unknown reasons, crossed the center line, entered the westbound lane. May's Mexican Grill, located on the corner of 1st and Green Streets, closing in early June, with demolitions and building projects planned for the land on which the restaurant sits. This closing marks the end of the first restaurant location of one of Champaign's most popular food chains. May's Mexican Grill first opened in October of 2011. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
There's Greg Solier, our meteorologist. Yo, well, I found out what,
good morning,
what 98% means.
Yes.
Just not quite as dark,
right,
but it's still pretty bright. You take 1% of the sun, and it's pretty sunny.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it? Yeah, my part of the world was like 94.8 something, and it was like still kind of bright. I thought it would have been a little bit darker, right, but, you know, it was impressive nonetheless, and the glasses work just fine, the brand new ones.
Yeah,
too,
so. There you go. Okay, good. Yeah, I figured the reason people were driving and the interstates were packed is they wanted to see totality.
Yep.
And that really made the difference. That tells you how powerful our sun is. Man.
Boy, did you see the pictures of the quad?
Yeah.
It was crowded there. And it got pretty dark, according to the video.
Well, it wasn't very dark. I was right there at 2:05, and it was like, is this it?
Okay. Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the, yeah, I thought it'd be an evening look about it.
I did too, but it wasn't quite there. And that's okay. It's still pretty neat. If you saw it, it's the eclipse. Next one is 2045.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll be a little
older. Diane will be around for that, so
yeah, right,
we'll
right,
see.
We'll see. No, I think Diana's the best shot, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right, our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking for good people on their team. If you'd like to talk about your opportunities for growth and ways to improve the health of community members across the region, visit carl.org/careers.
I love the temperature. Boy, it feels great around here. What you seeing here coming forward, my friend?
Well, a little bit of a weak front has stuck its way through the area, but yeah, how do we top yesterday's events, even with meteorology involved? But we'll just kind of serve up another nice day today. There's more rain back in the forecast tomorrow, and especially over tomorrow night and Thursday with a pretty impressive dynamic low. There'll be a lot of severe weather over the deep southern states and flooding as well. Watches an effect from the Metroplex east to about Atlanta. They've gone from literally another example from a drought to a flood over the past several months in that particular part of the country. So we'll be in the northern and western flank of that. Some nice weather ahead. In the wake of that for the weekend, probably one of our better weekends around here in a little while. And a little more moisture back in the forecast next week, a little more typical random hit-miss potential on that. So we take the turn and make the turn into first a lesser rainfall coverages and temperatures. It'll stay pretty mild around here into next week. Out the door this morning, 47 at Willard and Savoy. Winds have turned westerly there, 54 at Danville, 50 over at Peoria, 55 at St. Louis, 47 at Kankakee. Forecast high, either side of 70. We'll take that. Winds turn westerly here over the next couple of hours with a partly sunny sky and a slim chance for a shower here later on tonight. Lows in the 40s tomorrow. A couple of showers maybe mid or late morning, more so by afternoon. Increasing northeast wind and a high to about 67. Showers, maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow night through Thursday. 50 tomorrow night. Stuck in the upper 50s on Thursday. The wind picks up, but the sun comes out for the day on Friday at 58. Big warm up for the weekend. 68 Saturday, 75 Sunday. Could flirt with 80 around here by Monday or more likely Tuesday next week, and maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm as well. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He's the president of American Principles Project, GOP strategist, loves Illinois so much he kept his 309 area code. He is Terry Schilling. How are you, Terry?
I'm so good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. Donald Trump has articulated his views on abortion. What are those, and how will this be for the election coming up?
Well, he's been very clear yesterday in a video he released. He said he's going to leave the issue of abortion to the states. And the big bet that he's making here is that by allowing the states to lead on this and take charge, that he's going to be able to remove abortion as a federal election issue. We'll have to see if that plays out. Just shortly after he released that video, leaving it to the states, Joe Biden came out with his own video attacking Donald Trump for 18 states that have completely banned abortion. I think that there's still time in this race, and it's very possible that Donald Trump could come out in the coming weeks and say, listen, I am against a federal ban on abortion. Instead, what I'd like to do is I'd like to support a 15-week national limit on abortion, where for the first 15 weeks, anyone can get an abortion for any reason or no reason at all. But after that, you have to have an exception of rape, incest, the life of the mother. There needs to be something to contrast himself with Joe Biden, go on offense, and then also allow himself some political room to distance himself from some of the more restrictive abortion measures in the state.
Okay, well, leaving it to the states makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, states can do what they want. He gave the reins to the governors and the legislatures, didn't he?
Well, Dobbs actually gave it to the legislatures, and that includes Congress. They wanted to punt it back to the legislative branch. But, you know, the state strategy didn't really work out that well on gay marriage. It didn't really work out that well on slavery. On these paramount issues regarding the humanity of us, I don't think that it's smart or even long-term doable to leave it to the states. You know, you're either a child and deserve protections or you're not. And I think that the key here is to go where the American people are. And poll after poll has shown that a supermajority of Americans support limiting abortion after the 15th week. And I think that that's a pretty reasonable thing. Look, this is a very Nixonian strategy that Trump is deploying right now. By just going on offense against Joe Biden's extremism and not having a federal position, that's what Nixon did against McGovern. He branded him as the candidate of acid amnesty and abortion. And we'll have to see if that works out for Donald Trump. It very well could.
Okay. Because, I mean, I think the Democratic position is just any time you want, including partial birth, including the baby's delivered and they can decide it, which is stunning to me.
No, it's an extreme position. I've been telling people that, you know, Democrats support abortion all the way from the first trimester to the first grade, right? This is a sick death cult party that pays for abortion. They expand abortion. They throw people in jail for praying outside of abortion clinics. You know, you've seen this in the recent years with the FACE Act being enforced against, you know, fathers of like 10 kids going to jail for praying outside of abortion clinics. This is an extreme party, and Donald Trump needs to capitalize on that.
Okay, how will evangelicals respond to this kind of thing from Donald Trump?
I think that the evangelicals are going to be concerned about a lot of different issues, right? We're putting great grandmothers in jail now for praying inside the Capitol, where the doors are wide open and the Capitol Hill police are welcoming people in. They're using the DOJ to go after parents who show up at school board meetings. You know, I think evangelicals have a lot on their plate and a lot of concerns, even outside of abortion. I think that this is a missed opportunity politically. And again, we got 6.5 months for him to come out and, you know, go on offense even more on this. So we'll have to see how it plays out, but you know, there's a lot of issues that evangelicals care about, too.
I think Terry Schilling on the Tapman's Towing phone line just keeps shoving God out of our life, and let's see how it keeps working. What do you think? Man.
You know, that's exactly right. God's a gentleman, right? He'll show up when you ask him to, and he'll leave when you ask him to. And I think that's a huge problem in our country. The fastest-growing religious group in America is the nuns, the atheists, the people that don't go to church, the people that don't believe in God. And we've seen what happens in our electorate every single year. You know, when I first got involved in politics, the amount of atheists that showed up in the electorate was about 9%. That's what their share was. Now it's, I think, 14 or 15%. It's been a disaster.
Yeah, you said nuns, not N-U-N-S, N-O-N-E-S, correct? You said the nuns.
Yeah, atheists.
I mean, it's not working. We are a nation under God. And if we push God out, then we suffer the consequences. I think you can clearly see it. I know we see how it ends in Revelations, Terry, but, man, I didn't think it'd be on my watch. Man.
No, the times are changing, you know. And you know, a lot of times I think about that time that Jesus fell the third time, right? I mean, he's been brutally beaten, and he's bloody, and he's weak, and he's fallen the third time. And the women of Jerusalem, you know, they surround him, and they're crying, and he says, "Weep not for me, for a time's coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore.'" And, you know, you come to today, and that's basically what half of the American people are saying. It's absolutely crazy, and it's unthinkable to people previous to this age.
All right, Terry, keep up the fight. Tell people how they can find you.
Very easy. Just go to AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. We're building the NRA, but for families. So we unelect anti-family politicians, replace them with good pro-family guys, and then we get legislation to protect our kids and parental rights passed at the federal and state level. So check us out at AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
Terry, thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your time. Terry Schilling, American Principles Project, ESPN 93.5. Well, it's over.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back national champions.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And they're really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love their ball movement. I love all the options they have on their offense. They move the ball. Everybody touches it a ton. And then they have like four options of who gets to shoot. It's really, really impressive to watch the movement of the offense of UConn. And they beat everybody they beat the Big Ten three teams, Northwestern, Illinois, and Purdue by 58 points.
Wow.
So they beat us by 25. They beat Northwestern by 17. They beat, you know, Purdue by 15. So they were just the best team by a lot. I just impressed by how good UConn was. Zach Edey came out of the gate and was just unbelievable. I said, he's burning wick. I've never seen him this animated. He's screaming after he blocked shots. You just don't see much. And I think he got tired. He looked to me like, and Matt Painter didn't take him out till late in the first half. And I thought he got tired, but early on, Zach was a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Man. But anyway, UConn's the number one team, and they won two in a row.
South Carolina's victory over Iowa with Caitlin Clark generated $18.7 million, peaking at $24 million watching that game. So, big draw for the women's sports.
Number one watched sporting event outside Super Bowl, outside Olympics, outside World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
So, good numbers for them. All our local favorites lost. The White Sox lost to Cleveland. San Diego end up coming from behind with six runs in the seventh to beat the Cubs 9-8.
Yeah, they were down 8-0, got seven in the sixth, and then got two in the eighth. And they pulled it out 9-8. That's a stinger for the Cubbies. They had an 8-0 lead in the sixth inning.
That's right. And Philadelphia on top over St. Louis 5-3. We could do your Redbird recap maybe at a quarter tail.
Yep.
Sounds good. Well, we'll have Illinois and ISU at 6 o'clock. And in softball, Illinois and Northwestern today. So go Illini.
Yeah, go Illini. Go see Danny Harlib's team for sure. Mm-hmm. That's coming up later today.
Looks like good weather for that.
Yeah, you bet. It'd be great weather. Brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got their office trivia coming up at the end of the week, and all kinds of fun stuff with the Boneyard Arts Festival this weekend. Find out more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity and fairly quiet and very mild days worth of weather once again across the area. Next weather system gathering strength onto the southern plains with a couple of lows to warble our way up our way. And that means increased rainfall prospects for the middle part of the week. The cool down will be very modest and short-lived. Another big warm-up slated around here and generally a drier setup into next week. Mild today, partly sunny. 70 is Winston westerly this morning. Tonight, cool with a stray shower late, low down to 46. Tomorrow, a couple of showers and spots late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a late day thunderstorm as skies turn overcast, a high near 67 on an increasing northeast wind. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm and spots tomorrow night, low down around 50 and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday. Highs at 58, partly cloudy, windy, highs upper 50s again on Friday. For the weekend, a warm up 68 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. Warm and early next week with a stray shower, thunderstorm as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Google is making more of its own chips that can handle artificial intelligence. The Wall Street Journal says the semiconductor called Axion will have Google competing with its longtime partners Intel and Nvidia. Microsoft President Brad Smith says the company will reveal AI plans for Japan when Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida visits the U.S. Smith says Microsoft plans to invest about $2.9 billion in Japan over the next 2 years to boost its artificial intelligence business there. Many Americans will be seeing a fatter tax refund this year. The IRS says refunds are nearly 5% higher on average than a year ago. The IRS raised the tax bracket thresholds and boosted the standard deduction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On December 22nd, 2000, three thieves held museum goers at gunpoint at the Swedish National Museum. The criminals stole three paintings, escaping with $42 million worth of stolen art. This week, I'm joined by retired FBI Special Agent Robert Whitman for a look at how he was able to secure and return the priceless works of art. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
This is Eric Bowen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
ESPN 93.5. We've got the spring football week from Saturday. You got Illini 100 Friday? Saturday, Friday.
Actually, both.
Both nights. Okay.
And they're doing some, you know, race laps on Thursday night. But Farmer City Raceway chomping at the bit to get at it. And that Illini 100 with the late models and the World of Outlaws coming in from, I believe, North Carolina, around the where NASCAR was really hopping. Some of those people are coming in and some local racers. It's going to be lit Friday and Saturday at the racetrack. FarmerCityRacing.com for details.
So the eclipse yesterday, everybody, you could have gone to Effingham and achieved 100% totality. I think that was the thing. If you didn't have that, it was a little disappointing just because I thought it would get dark.
Right. And 98%, you'd think.
You'd think, but the sun's
that's
pretty,
a lot of the sun that's covered.
Sun's pretty bright. And it's definitely got some serious power.
But to me, is it worth it, all the traffic? Boy, a lot of people noticing so much traffic.
Well, I saw pictures of it's just bumper to bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are two solutions. Go early, you know.
Yep.
Go the night before.
That's
stay,
right.
Stay with a friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Effingham's not very far. But I guess that was what you should have. If you've achieved that, if you saw totality, you can text in about what it was like, what you felt.
Right.
People say, well, it was eerie. It was really cool. It was spiritual. It was moving. It was emotional.
Uh-huh.
People crying. I mean, this looked very much like 17 to me. 2017, we had the same. And it is cool.
It is cool.
You look up there and you see that through your fancy schmancy new glasses. Throw everything away because apparently you can't keep them. Throw them away.
I saw a lot of people posting slightly used solar eclipse glasses for sale.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know whether, I guess if you saw totality in those 5 minutes of darkness, was it worth the 8 hours of traffic?
Well,
that's the question.
Once in a lifetime. But, yeah, that's a good question. 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. You can text in. And if you were one that traveled or took the opportunity, next chance in 21 years, set your clock, 2045. What will the world be like in 2045? I mean, it's a lot different in 2024 than it was in 2004. Right?
Right.
A lot of new things. I mean, in 1994, I don't think we were doing AOL.
Right.
I think it was 96, 98 when we got into doo-doo-doo, shh, all that.
You got mail.
That was the archaic way. It took you 5 minutes to log on. Remember, it was all dial-up, dial-up.
I was so excited to sit in front of the computer. And I was in Louisiana working radio at the time, and just to get some, you know, letters, emails, whatever. And it was just exciting to communicate with people that way.
Who needs a bibliography card when you have the internet? You don't need to go to the library and look it all up. I was trained to learn how to use the library.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's things go. Would you want to be the CEO of TomTom? That was a really cool company.
Okay.
TomTom was where you bought these little screens, you hooked it up to your cigarette lighter, and you were able to get directions.
That's right. And the original GPS.
And then the Apple people or whoever did it tweaked something and then brought it up on your phone. And so the CEO of TomTom's going, hey, man, dude, where's my job? It evolved so fast that we had 8-track tapes. We had cassette recorders.
Yes.
We had, you know, all kinds of CDs. Anybody play a CD anymore?
I do, but...
What are we playing? It's all off your phone. It's all digital now.
I mean, that's why I'm keeping my van so long with 250,000 miles on it.
Well, you're about three times under Steve Imke over at Spring Green. He's at 625.
Wow.
And so you got 300,000 or 400,000.
And does he have
miles.
A cassette and CD player?
I don't
in his
think
vehicle?
So. I think he has crank windows
and just the radio.
Yeah, that's attaboy.
And that's what we like.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We broke it on 93.5 for him on his
there
radio.
There you
so
go.
We used to have little radios and a promotion we handed out where it only got our station.
That's great.
It's like no choice
just
radio.
Break off
we
the dial.
We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Every other antenna could go away. We dominated. We were dominating in somebody's ear. But it has evolved. So in 2045, when we're doing another eclipse, who's going to be alive? What's going to happen? How will America be? I mean, there's some anti-American stuff. They had this rally in Michigan. Did anybody hear that? Death to America? They're in Michigan.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yesterday, when we were all looking up at the sun?
2 days ago.
Okay. Well, we got a text in from Jeremy talking about solar eclipse glasses and what to do afterwards. And evidently, there's people in Latin America who can enjoy an eclipse in August of 2024.
So it's coming up. So they are.
We can
ship them to
there.
I see.
So well, that's just an online search away if you want to contribute to that.
But in 2045, there'll be brisk sales because our old glasses. Dr. Leon yesterday suggested you don't use the ones from 2017.
Right.
Not worth the risk.
But this is, you know, just a few months from now.
Yeah, no, that'd be all good. So
thanks, Jeremy, for that tip.
We'll send them if we had the address.
There's somewhere in Utah that's collecting them and sending a big shipment.
Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a good reuse.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so apparently the airlines are laying off a bunch of people. Not sure what's up. An airline's mass layoffs raised doubts about customer service. Can you imagine working the counter at a canceled flight at O'Hare? I mean, you must have PTSD after you go home. I mean, it's just brutal. The people that are emotional, I got to get on that plane.
mean? And that's, they get yelled at all the time. They have to twitch.
I mean, that would be, would that be one of the last jobs you want? Counter,
right.
O'Hare Airport, canceled flights regularly. You could, I wouldn't do the job.
Right.
I'd go across and work at the pizza place in the little food court.
Yeah.
It'd be way better than that.
Less stress.
All right, we'll break. We'll be right back. 217-359-2255. If you want to text in this morning on the Fisher National Bank text line, we'll check your Fox News. Sports and weather all coming up 7:30 on this Tuesday, April 9th.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden has already canceled $146 billion in student loan debt for at least 4 million people. He wants to add to that tab.
The plan is, what he was talking about this week, is cancel $10,000 to $20,000 of interest for more than 25 million more borrowers.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Special Counsel Jack Smith urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's claim that he should be free from prosecution in his 2020 federal election case. There's a hearing on that before the High Court April 25th. U.S. forces destroying two missiles ready to launch from a ground control station in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. And one drone launched from the Red Sea from the same group Monday, that from U.S. Central Command. And the military's top brass pitching the Pentagon budget today on Capitol Hill. It's the largest request in history, up 1% from a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A bill Illinois lawmakers are considering the session would determine car insurance rates according to driving habits instead of socioeconomic factors. The proposed bill would prohibit insurance companies from using a set of guidelines it considers discriminatory in determining insurance rates, including a driver's sex, race, and credit score. The bill would require companies use a driver's record to serve as the main factor when setting rates. Illinois lawmakers considering a proposal to create a new state agency focused on early childhood needs are questioning its costs. The governor wants $13 million to create the Department of Early Childhood. But at a hearing last week, Democratic State Rep. Sue Scherer worried it may cost much more. Governor wants to combine early childhood programs from various state agencies under one roof. May's Mexican Grill on the corner of 1st and Green Streets closing in early June with demolitions and building projects planned for the land on which the restaurant sits. The restaurant's been around since 2011. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event in vicinity. Boy, how do we top yesterday's astronomical events? Well, at least weather-wise, very cooperative and another decent day's worth of weather today. Got some rain back in the forecast for the middle part of the week. A slight cool out on Friday and a big warm-up slated for next week. And generally drier weather, too. Partly sunny for the day today. Westerly wind and about 70 this afternoon. Cooler tonight with a chance for a late-night shower. Low down to 46 as winds turn northeast for the day tomorrow. A couple of showers in spots by late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon, maybe a late day thunderstorm as skies turn cloudy, the high near 67. Tomorrow night, showers and a low down around 50, and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday. Highs at about 57, 58 degrees, upper 50s, and a partly cloudy, windy, dry Friday. Over the weekend, big warm up to 68 on Saturday, windy, warm 75 on Sunday, highs well into the 70s early next week, perhaps even close to 80 by Tuesday. Tuesday to Wednesday next week, a couple of scattered thunderstorms over parts of the area. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
In the high-stress arena of air travel, where delayed or canceled flights can leave passengers marooned in terminals and tethered to lengthy customer service calls, American Airlines' strategy to cut over 650 customer service positions, ostensibly for the enhancement of the customer experience, seems counterintuitive. Can a reduction in customer-facing staff truly lead to the promised elevation in service quality? I don't know. In both the Keynote Speaker Hall of Fame and Customer Experience Hall of Fame, he's a two-time international best-selling author, just released his latest book, 100 Proven Ways to Acquire and Keep Clients for Life. Richard Weilman from California this morning, where it is 5:35 a.m. Have we had coffee, Richard?
Yes, we've had two cups of coffee. Thanks for having me on today. Great to be with you. Wonderful topic.
Good to be with you. We were canceled on a flight to Italy, and the American Airlines customer service people were doing their best, but we were in line to board five times, and 8 hours later found out we weren't going.
Oh, boy.
And let me tell you this, Missy, it was not pretty. And I noticed, and this is anecdotal, but all the customer service people behind the counter were not American-born. What does that tell you? I ain't doing that job. I'd rather work at the hot dog stand outside, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the challenge is with this shift by American now, I mean, for them to try to position, this is all marketing now. We're going to position the lack of service as an elevated experience for you. You're going to love it, folks. Well, we didn't like chatbot at all. People are full rebellion. Now, AI has its place. Let's be clear. I mean, I'm a huge AI fan, but what that's good for is the operational side of the business. Yes, it takes some of the friction out. But when it gets down to what you and I want and our listeners want, we want personalization, humanization. I want to be able to talk to an individual. Here's my situation, and have you help me solve my problem. Don't give me the standard answer that American Airlines has loaded into the machine to tell me is the only answer that's available. Just a disaster.
Well, I mean, aren't we evolving to that point where we're going to talk to machines all the time?
We are, and there's no question that machines have the capability. The challenge is this early in the AI game, and I've been involved with it for a number of years, even before it wasn't really, quote, known as AI. It was seemed like this netherworld. Now, it has a lot of capabilities, and you can teach the machine, if you will, how to interact with human beings in a very, very significant way. But the piece that's really missing is when you have to make the exception, when you have to go the extra mile. I'll give you a real quick example, if I may. I'm flying New Orleans to Dallas. American Airlines, I don't fly American. I fly Delta. I've done 7 million miles on Delta. I'm an American Delta guy.
Wow.
So what do? I fly it, but I had to take that flight because I had to speak that afternoon at the convention, so I wanted to make sure I was in Dallas early. Fine. Take the flight to New Orleans early morning, land, go to baggage claim, carousel never moves in 30 minutes. I go to the baggage people, and they said, I think everybody on the plate probably connecting. I'm waiting for my bag. Well, give me your tag. He checked it and said, your bag's no longer at the airport. I said, excuse me? He said, your bag's no longer at the airport. It's not on my computer. I said, well, that's the plane. You can see it right out the window that I came in on. He said, well, let me call downstairs and check. So he gets, and at that moment, my cell phone rings. This guy, I answered the phone and said, hello? He said, hey, this is Bruno at American Airlines. I'm down at baggage claim, and your tag got ripped off, and we don't know where to send this bag. I was going to send it over to dead bag storage, and if you don't claim it in a month, of course, then they destroy it or auction it off. But I saw you had your phone number on tape on the luggage, so I thought I'd call and see if this was you. Where are you?
Wow.
I said, I'm upstairs. He sends it up. I get my bag, go to the convention center, speak, et cetera. Now, please explain to me, just very briefly, American Airlines, just make it a sentence. How is AI going to solve that problem? I'm just curious.
Not going to. It's going to go to dead bags. That's where it's going.
you're
right. The fact that the guy actually did that, God bless him. I mean, good job. Man.
Yeah, I said, Bruno, give me your name. He said, no, it's my job. Hung up. But I'm thinking, how many Brunos are there at American Airlines? It's the first one I've run into in a long time. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other guy who's reading the paper at 8 o'clock in the morning said, your bag's no longer at the airport.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank
you
very much.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. I mean, so what's the solution? I mean, you know, Discover has this campaign going with that actress woman that's plays ditzy and stuff, and says, you know, 24/7 you can talk to a person. That resonated with me, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and it resonates with people, and the reason is people today are fed up. Now, what they're fed up with is cost crunching, which is what Americans doing. They're trying to get their profitability to a different level. Delta is crushing it. They're adding people. And why is Delta crushing it? Because, when I mean, you have all kinds of numbers you can call, you talk to a person, there are people involved. Their revenue's up, their profit's up, their number of people on planes are up, et cetera. But what's America doing? They're taking the opposite direction. They're trying to cut their way to profitability. And when you do that, it destroys the customer experience. I mean, let's just tell the truth. Service is a minimum expectation in our world. I mean, if you go to McDonald's and the fries are cold, you expect to get hot fries. That's just a minimum expectation. What people want is an elevated experience so that it creates an emotional engagement. When you do that, those customers never leave you. And what American has missed is they're thinking from a standpoint of scarcity. If I can just cut enough cost, if we can get enough people out of here, we can switch to machines, I can stabilize my fixed cost, and I don't have to worry about paying people more. But what they don't realize is the customers will continue to abandon them because of the experience they have.
Okay,
just like they do every day.
So you, having traveled 7 million miles on Delta, have pressed the flesh. Is that ever going to go away? Are we always going to need contact with humans, Richard?
I think so. We've done a lot of research on this, and both in the luxury space and in the what we call the commoditized space, where people are buying groceries online. As long as we have an Amazon out there whose sole purpose is to create a customer-centric company, as long as that's occurring, and yes, it's all online, but the reality is they've done it in such a way that we really feel like we're being personalized and humanized because they greet us by name. That's never going to go away. And the more other companies like American and like others we could name are going in the opposite direction, I think they're going to not only lose market share, but most importantly, they're going to lose any possibility of customer loyalty. You and I both know that satisfied customers are loyalty neutral. If they get a better opportunity, a better experience, they're going to spend their money somewhere else. In a tight economy, that money's going to go where they can have a great elevated experience and have an emotional engagement. That's what people want today.
Last question, Richard Weilman on the Tavins Toyn phone line. If we are so tied to our cell phones and we are so bad because, well, COVID didn't help, we are kind of isolated and we're better texters than talkers. Maybe people don't want to talk to a face-to-face person. Maybe they don't want that anymore.
That's a possibility. Now, several airlines and several providers are now, shall we say, making text available. So instead of talking to we'll stay in the genre. In an airline, you can either talk to the individual in reservations or you can text them. Now, Delta has added that. United's about to. We'll see how that goes. The early numbers are most people want to talk to an individual, but there are people that are saying, okay, well, instead of talking to the reservation agent, I will send that person a text, and their machines could work. They could work very well. They could take that pressure off, but you can't substitute the humanization.
Yeah.
If an individual wants it, if you don't deliver it, we're going to go someplace else where we can have that experience.
Well, the Bruno might not be on it might be an AI on my chat, right? I mean, Bruno's not there. I want to talk to the human and hear their voice in person, right?
I mean, look at it from this perspective. If we go to a restaurant, if you and I go out to dinner, okay, great. And the food's good, the service is pretty good, we enjoy it, but it's so lousy, we can barely hear ourselves talking. We're almost like yelling across the table. All right, 3 weeks from now, you say, hey, Richard, I got a good friend in town. Let's the three of us go out to dinner. I say, yeah, let's go back to that place. You go, the food was good and the service was good, but God, it was so noisy. Let's go somewhere else. And we do. Bad experience.
Yep.
Richard Weilman, kind of a guru. You know a lot. I can tell that in 7 minutes. So how can people find you, follow you, connect with you, find your books?
Thanks so much. My latest book is 100 Proven Ways to Acquire and Keep Clients for Life. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. You can go to my website, Richard Weilman, weylman.com. And there you can order the book there. You can download Chapter 1 free. Also, if you'd like me to speak at one of your conferences, that's where I'm in California today. I'm speaking at a conference here today. Feel welcome to go there. Just send in a quick inquiry. I respond to all of them. I also just put up about 30 videos for you, little two-minute videos you can show at your sales meetings, your service meetings.
Love it.
And they're all free. Just enjoy them.
Nice.
RichardWeilman.com.
Yeah,
thank you.
When you wake up, though, you don't know where you are. You have no idea where you are.
Right.
When you first wake up, open your eyes, you have to say, where am I?
Right. It's like Spinal Tap, looking at the back of the guitar on what city am I in.
No idea. Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Well, listen, keep it going. You're speaking good stuff, and it's important, and maybe we'll fly back around and do this customer service and bring that back human-to-human eye contact. I love that. Richard, thanks for being on. Good to meet you, and thanks for being on.
My pleasure. If I'm ever going to help you again, reach out. I'm here for you.
Thanks. You so much. Love that. I'm here for you? What kind of human says that?
I like it.
I'm here for who? Me?
Right. I mean,
I'm looking behind me.
That's part of the service. Service with the smile he's talking about. Being personal. Looking you in the eye. Getting her done.
Yep.
Love it.
We try and do that here at our company.
Yeah, me too.
We try and make sure people know
it
that.
It makes all the difference.
We really do care.
I know.
I mean, that's that.
We want your business to grow.
That shouldn't set out. That shouldn't be jumping out at. I mean, everybody should do that.
I know. But in the end, there's so many people, especially in sales, that are just wanting to make the numbers so they can keep their job.
Yeah.
And there's so much stress. Instead of, let's just meet and talk and see if what we can do and how we can mutually benefit from our radio messages. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Check your sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
UConn beat Purdue. That final was 75-60. First time in back-to-back championship in 17 years. Zach Edey just wasn't enough for the Boilermakers. South Carolina's victory over Iowa and Caitlin Clark. $18.7 million is what she put on her tweet with the fire emoji afterwards. So thanking everybody for tuning in. At one point, peaking at 24 million.
A lot of people.
Right. San Diego came from behind to beat the Cubs. The Padres had 7 in the 6th inning. Albert Alzolay was definitely someone they were hitting off of.
Well, he was good early, up through 5.
Okay.
And then they just roared back. 8-0 Cubs. They lose 9-8.
9-8.
Tough one.
There's a 9:05 start over on US 105.9 if you'd like to see the Padres or listen to the Cubs and Padres. Philadelphia over St. Louis, 5-3. I guess I'm kind of delaying. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and we had a tied ball game last night. The Cardinals were down by 2 runs going to the bottom of the ninth, and Mason Wynn tied the game with a base hit when the Cardinals were down to their last strike. Then the Phillies scored 2 in the top of the 10th. They made those runs stand up, beating the Cardinals 5-3.
Ivan Herrera homered for the second time as a Cardinal. Miles Michaelis went deep into the game as a starter, only gave up 2 runs, but the Cardinals just did not get enough hits. Only 3 runs on 6 hits in the game, and the Phillies are a very tough team, and they're going to have a tough one they go up against today as well.
The Phillies went 5-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The Cardinals left 8 on, going 2-for-12.
Yeah, they just didn't get the big hit. Again, very good bullpen for the Phillies to go along with their rotation.
Sonny Gray goes tonight.
We're excited about watching Sonny Gray. We've been waiting for this since he signed. He is the number one for the Cardinals. He gets start number one.
And he'll be opposed by Zach Wheeler, 0-1 on the air at 5:50. Ricky Horton will have our lineups at 6:35. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:45.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Illinois baseball at 6 o'clock. Against ISU, Illinois softball against Northwestern. Tomorrow they'll face SIU at 4. Parkland beat Heartland Community College in softball. They are 12-0 on the season. The baseball team beat John Wooden Community College 11-5 on the season. And one of the trending stories is the Masters.
Yeah.
We just saw a little of Tiger teeing up here for his 26th career win five-time champion. Okay.
He's won 5 times, but he's won 82 times total.
Wow.
He's has 15 majors. Jack has 18.
Oh, wow.
He's
I don't know what I noticed on the crawl there.
Well,
26 something. Who knows?
Yeah, Rory McIlroy's at a 16th.
16th, I saw appearance at
Rory
the Masters.
Rory McIlroy, yeah. It's just hard to get in. It's iconic. It's Johnny says walking through a garden, very hilly garden. And it's just perfect. And they don't really play golf there at that golf course in the summer. You don't play there because they preserve the grass. And it'd be pretty
pristine, remarkable.
And everybody that goes there generally goes back, is my understanding. I've never been, but it would be quite the walk. All right, we'll check your weather. Dr. Todd is coming up next, and we'll check on your pet. ESPN 93.5, meteorologist Greg Soye, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. It's Busey, member FDIC.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys is Saturday, and fairly quiet and very mild days worth of weather once again across the area. Next weather system gathering strength onto the southern plains with a couple of lows to warble our way up our way, and that means increased rainfall prospects for the middle part of the week. The cool down will be very modest and short-lived. Another big warm-up slated around here, and generally a drier setup into next week. Mild today, partly sunny, 70 is Winston westerly this morning. Tonight, cooler with a stray shower late low down at 46. Tomorrow, a couple of showers in spots late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a late day thunderstorm as skies turn overcast, high near 67 on an increasing northeast wind. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm in spots tomorrow night, low down around 50, and a cloudy, windy, rainy Thursday, highs at 58. Partly cloudy, windy, highs upper 50s again on Friday. For the weekend, a warm up 68 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. Warm and early next week with a stray shower thunderstorm as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Invest in yourself with free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in fees, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National. They offer excellent annual percentage yields with no service fees or minimum balance. Make that 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit a month. It's as easy as that. Maximize your money with a bank ready to invest in you. As you learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
So Diane was right. 26th appearance for Tiger. 24 if he makes the cut. After Friday, if he can get through, he'll be 24th time he's made the cut. I'm wondering if he's 48 years old and he won his first one at 19, he must have had injuries or something to not have more than 26th appearance. But he has had injuries and the car accident and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's been some things. But Tiger, if anybody remembers when he won his first one, he was 19 years old.
Wow.
And he beat the field by what? 10 shots? It was unbelievable.
14 right. years after he lost his won his last green jacket. 14 years ago, says on this.
He won 5 years ago. Remember, he hugged Charlie? He came off the Masters golf course, and he had won the Masters again. And
Charlie, that one was, you're right. It was 4 years ago when Wood shocked the sports world.
Yes, that's right.
And won the tournament. 14 years after he'd won the last green jacket.
So he's won five, I think.
Right.
And Charlie grabbed his shirt and shoulder. It was so emotional. Pretty cool.
But the car crash was February 2021 in L.A.
Dr. Todd could probably play golf and probably win. He's just so talented. How are you, sir?
Well, my golf game is pretty bad. I seem to do better with doggies than I do with a golf ball.
There you go.
Yeah, you do pretty well with those doggies. He has a Dalmatian plantation without the spots. They're all white.
That's right.
It's Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby, and Champaign. Are we into fleas, my friend? Is it happening?
It's happening. It's back again. Just kind of, it seems to come back every year about this time. So we're getting everybody geared up there, getting all the spring injuries. You know, the doggies have not done their conditioning yet, so they've got their winter fat on. They generally gain weight in the wintertime. They're going out and they're twisting their legs and sprains and things like that from getting going again. So that's kind of what we're seeing.
And how do dogs get fleas? Is it from other dogs? Is it from just the environment they're in? How does that happen?
Yeah, you could. Here's a good one for you. A flea is very hardy. If you moved into an apartment that's had no dogs for a year, there's still fleas there.
What?
So, yeah.
What is a flea? Doesn't a flea have to eat?
They go dormant. and they can stay in their dormant environment for a year without eating.
What the heck is that?
So,
wow, that's no fun.
Really. So that's why
it cannot be destroyed.
Get your flea bombs going before you move in.
I see.
Okay, and then nowadays for you can give a dog a pill for a flea now. You can do that for 3 months at a time?
Yep, 3 month pills are actually very strong on the market. So the monthly pills, a lot of people use those as well. It's all the same product, just different amounts of the drug, and they work quite well.
You are the man agitating Boof for the show.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Give him a nudge.
Yeah. Wake up.
He wants my show. That's what he's after.
No, he knows that we're pay for play. If he doesn't bark, he doesn't get paid. So that's it. So when I walk in and I go to your little dispenser, I give him a little treat. Yeah.
Right. He likes this. He's telling everybody all about that treat counter. He wants to talk about it.
Exactly.
All right.
I know that this with the solar eclipse, I had seen some social media with people trying to put, you know, glasses on their dog. Are they really going to look at the sun?
Ours didn't look up. So.
Exactly.
Well, it makes a cute picture, doesn't it?
Yes.
We were trying to figure out what was going to happen with our dogs, and nothing really weird. Gina felt like they were a little more agitated than normal, but nothing weird.
Well, I wonder what would happen. They say animals kind of get ready for bed if it's a totality,
right?
And it does get dark for 4 minutes, and they start rustling around, getting ready for bed. So there's that, but that didn't happen here. There is still plenty of sun.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Todd, how can people get a bath? How can they connect with you?
Hey, give us a call or text, I should say, 217-355-5051. I got Miss Taylor back. Miss Gina's taking care of our singleton puppy, and we got another mom coming with 12 on the way.
Oh,
that's Mother Nature for you.
Boy. What?
We go from 1 to 12.
What?
That's crazy.
One puppy to... I didn't know you can have 12 puppies?
Yeah. We've had this once before. Hopefully, odds are not great that we're going to get them out all alive. We're going to give it a good try, though. But, singletons is generally are a C-section because they don't get stretched on the uterus, so that there's no contraction. So we had a C-section there, and now take next. Oh, there's a lot of dots on my screen here. So
wow.
So we're gonna be crazy.
Oh boy, when is the due date here for 12 puppies?
2 weeks. So maybe next show I'll be delivering puppies while we talk.
Yay! Another whole 3 months with no sleep. Good for you, Todd. That's awesome.
Yeah, the soap is calling me right now.
All right, talk to you. Thank you for your time.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby and Champaign.
Puppies are so sweet.
Veterinarian. That's a dozen now.
Right.
That's a lot.
Pixie's max was 9. So, and I remember the runt was so much smaller, and she used to just nudge it into the corner of the whelping box there and just, you know, think to herself, I'm overloaded and, you know, on the nursing and everything. But we would take that little runt and give it her own time. And
Well, okay.
The owners just love little wags after we sold her. So, anyway, I did get a text in 359-2255. Greg and his wife, Deb, are going to be enjoying AJ Croce tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And they texted in to win after we talked with AJ. Such a great guy, and all these Jim Croce songs he's doing that his dad made hits 50 years ago.
There's a whole lot of people that have never heard of Jim Croce, but you've probably heard a song or two, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Right.
But boy, he was a balladeer.
Right.
He was, he just had it.
I got a name, operator.
Just really.
Don't mess around with Jim.
A lot of hits, and he died in a plane crash.
Time in a bottle. I used to sing that, I think, at a wedding. Anyway, that was a big one. Anyway, took Route 130 to Olney and saw a bunch of friends he hadn't seen in 30 or 40 years. Hardly any traffic. I saw that 57 was bumper to bumper, talking about his experience yesterday with the eclipse. So I'm glad everybody had a good time with that. And text in your solar eclipse experience if you'd like at 217-359-2255.
Yeah, it was, we understand, very crowded out there, but good for you for trying and trying to take a look at history.
Exactly.
And no doubt about it. And I'm sure the people that did reach the totality around here, I thought 98 or 99 would mean kind of dark, and it really wasn't. It just the sun peeking through it, 1 or 2% enough to, well, there's a shadowy thing, but it wasn't really. So anyway, we'll be right back. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
This is ESPN, and we're in downtown Philo. Mm-hmm. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.